The Traveler's Journal, August 7th, with hints on haggling. Americans are used to paying fixed prices for things they buy at home. Commerce overseas can be more complicated. From the tailor shops of Hong Kong to the street markets of Jamaica, bargaining is basic business. Those who can't or won't haggle are seen as suckers. While the rules of the local game may vary, the basic tactics stay the same. Vendors usually start by asking what you'd pay for an item. If interested, good bargainers offer a quarter of what they think the item's worth and settle for between half and a third of the seller's first asking price. If not interested, they say thanks and walk away. The best hagglers are both prepared and patient. They avoid vendors near the big resorts and seek bargains where the locals shop. They have a sense of an item's worth and confidently question prices that seem too high. They're never quick to buy, nor slow to check out a seller's competition, be it street vendor or upscale store. When they do bargain, they use local currency or small denomination greenbacks. Smart bargainers bring a local friend and, when possible, buy in bulk. The best-selling price on most items is lower the more of them you buy. And don't limit your bargaining to souvenirs. In some places, the prices of hotel rooms, taxis, even tours are negotiable. On the other hand, beating down a third-world craftsperson to get an item for far less than its real cost of production is repugnant. If based on fairness and mutual respect, the process can be an opening to meaningful contact with local people and cultures. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.